Hello and welcome to the Beis Havad's Business Halacha Daily. We are joined today by Rav David Grossman, Rosh Beis Havad. Employer-employee relations is a very, very common topic addressed by the Beis Havad. And we recently received the following question from an employee who returned from disability. And they found that their employer had given away their job to another. So they write as follows: when I threatened a lawsuit against my employer, he said, go ahead, I have insurance anyway. The question is, if secular law specifically allows for a lawsuit against my employer, does Dino de Malchusa allow me to bring him to court instead of Bezdin, number one? And does it make a difference if the employer is okay with it? He says, fine, let's go to secular court. Would that allow them to do so?
So the general halacha is that Dino Malchusa Dino won't allow obviously Yidden to violate halachas. In other words, Dino Malchusa Dino, there's a halacha that you're allowed to lend beribis, but the Torah says you're not allowed to lend beribis. So even though Dino Malchusa Dino allows ribis and allows, let's say, mischar and Shabbos, and allows many different different items that are prohibited al pi halacha, it's not going to allow. So likewise, the halacha is ve'ela mishpatim asher tosim lefneim, that v'loy lefneir koiseim. There's a halacha, there's an iser, right? The Rambam and the Shulchan Aruch say that the person who brings his friend to a court, to our kois, harei yuzem mecharev umegadev umeirim yad al teres ma'ish rabbeinu alav shalom. I mean, he speaks in terms that he doesn't speak anywhere, about the issur of bringing somebody to court. So Dino Malchusa Dino does not allow you to bring a fellow Jew to court. That it's not matter the issur akois. That being said, happens to be that many poiskim that are of the opinion, especially modern day poiskim, are of the opinion that when a person, let's say, is driving a car and he gets into an accident, you're allowed to go to insurance or medical malpractice. You're allowed to sue a doctor, even if the doctor's, a Jewish doctor, as long as you're not taking anything at the end of the day from the doctor. There's in halacha, the doctors are immune from payment. There's different takonas and verapi yirapi, nitin rishus l'reif l'rapis, and really they're allowed, even if there's malpractice, al pi halacha, it's very, you wouldn't be able to sue a doctor for malpractice, but legally you can, and the doctors have insurance. And many of the modern day poskim are of the opinion that you're allowed to sue an insurance company for malpractice, for automobile accidents, for whatever it is, as long as even if you have to name a Jewish contemporary, but you're allowed to name them because you're really suing the insurance company. You're just naming them because that's the vehicle that you need to get. You're not allowed to take money from them, if this is a deductible, let's say, so that you would have to go to Bezdin to see if you're allowed to actually take money from the defendant himself. But to use them as a vehicle to go to insurance, that would not be a violation, according to many poskim, would not be a violation of our kois of Eila Mishpatim. So in this case, even though Dino Malchusa Dino does not allow you to go to court, but if you're just suing the insurance of the employer, it's very possible. Obviously you have to speak to a rav. Each case is different. Are you, is the employer going to have losses or not? There are different angles, but technically you're allowed. You might be allowed to go to the court and sue the insurance, even if you have to name the employer as a defendant.
Now, in a case where the employer is agreeable to go to court, does that give a green light for someone to do so?
So, again, if it's not the insurance company,
not the insurance company,
no.
Ve'ela mishpatim, right, would preclude one, even if both sides are agreeable
The Rishonim is saying, it's brought down Simon Chavov and Shulchan Aruch in Chayish Mishpat, that there's two reasons why you're not allowed to go to court. One is because if you win something in civil court, which in Bezdin you would not have won. Let's say, let's take just an extreme example, ribis, right? Let's say you go into a ribis transaction, and you sue the guy in court, and in court they say you're obligated to give him ribis. Every penny that you take is gezel. You're stealing from the person. But the police can speak out very clearly, even in a case where they're both maskim, or even a case where the civil law mirrors halacha, still you're not allowed to go to court because you're being miyaker lilim and you're giving credence to the court system, to the civil court system. And that being said, there are different times where you're allowed to court. You're allowed to go to court in a case where it's not being miyaker lilim, like we just mentioned. Insurance is a kesef hakachim explains that by a choyv borer, if it's something that is a clear obligation, he owes you $100,000, no question about it, and he's just not paying. Then you might be able to go to court. The Gemara brings down also if you call a guy to somebody to Bezin a few times, he doesn't come. The Gemara says in Bava Kama Karisa, yeah, if he doesn't come, Karisa Chavrech Veloy Oncha Rami Guda Rabba Shadi Aloy. If you call him to Bezin, he doesn't come, you're allowed to throw the wall at him, throw the book at him. In other words, then the Bezin will give you a heter to go to Akoy. So there are wherever you're not being miyaker alilim, you're allowed to go to Akoy because this is my only recourse. I can't get him to Bezin, or it's a choy bar, then it's not showing that the court system, I value that court system more. So therefore, there are heterim, and there's a heter Akoy that Bezin can issue as well.
If you enjoyed this video and would like to receive additional ones or to sponsor future videos, please click the link below or visit basehavad.org.